Podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. This is the Wasson Fitness audio experience, where we go deep about upgrading your fitness, exercise, and mindset. I'm your host, Jason Wasson, and I'm the head coach and owner of the Power Femme Challenge program. Welcome to our show. What's up, guys? Coach Jason here. It is the end of the week. It's Thursday, almost Friday. It's end of Thursday, and got one more day left. I'm feeling great. I actually got a really good workout in today. Everything I told you guys this morning really helped me out today. Writing down everything that I needed to do today. That quick reminder that, oh, this is that time frame that I need to do that. It was so helpful, so useful. I can't describe how much that really has impacted me today. It's like breaking out my day by hour. Now, you don't have to go crazy and break it out minute by minute. You don't have to schedule in when you got to go to the bathroom or whatever. Just kind of have a good plan without being too abstract. And I think that's what was, I think we heard that this morning. That's what was holding me up the most, was that there was too much abstract. There was too much, you get the idea. It was the abstraction just made it so it made, and it was an abstract goal, so there was an abstract outcome. Did I reach it? A little bit. But when I have a firm outcome that I'm looking for, then, I definitely feel like I accomplished a lot more today than I usually do. And now I can look back in my notebook and say, what did I accomplish today? If someone asked me, I'd be like, well, I made a bunch of phone calls. I talked to a bunch of people that are interested in coming in the program. I sent out emails that I needed to send out to other prospects for my job. I was very productive today. And it wasn't that I was just busy and clicking, which is generally a problem. If you feel like you're doing something, you're making progress towards your goal, and instead of do, you're just like kind of thinking about doing. I think that's kind of where I was at with the click. So now I'm actually doing things that are making progress towards my end game, which really comes down to bringing you guys a better product and continuing to deliver and over-deliver the things that I'm committed to. So that said, if you guys haven't done it already, go out, pick yourself up a $2, what do they call it? The black and white composition books. Go find yourself a black and white composition book, and you can write down your workout. You can write down your meals. You can write down your calories for the day. You can write down your thoughts for the day. You can write your gratitude journal in there. It is by far and away the most effective, the most, the cheapest, and really, it's going to be effective and cheap. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else to call it, man. Effective and cheap is going to be what's going to move the needle. Easy to use. How's that for you? I've tried to use my planner in my phone. I've tried to use my iPad for this and that, and it's easy enough to use, but if you're not using it constantly, if you're not keeping in good practice with it and knowing how the system works in the iPad, maybe it makes more sense for you to use the notepad. It makes it quick. I mean, you know how to write, you know how to read, so you can write and read it down and read it back real quick, as opposed to getting lost somewhere in the storage of your phone. So when there's things that you want to talk about, your gratitude journal, your sleep journal, things like that, where it's going to help you to just look at it and say, all right, cool, this is what I did today. This is how I slept tonight. Or this is what happened before I went to sleep tonight. You wake up tomorrow. This is how I slept. You can see it right there on your sleep app. And you can start to make progress towards that goal of getting more restful sleep, getting better sleep, being more productive through the day. And those few things combined are going to make such a huge difference in your day-to-day life. and help you be more productive, help you find more time so you don't feel like you're strapped for time with meal prepping, and strapped for time with working out, and strapped for time with going to the gym and getting back home from the gym, and going to work and getting home from work. You know, we can look at these days when you have data, you can look at your data and say, all right, cool, where can we optimize this? Where can we eliminate a trip? Where can we eliminate jumping in the car? I moved into the city so I could eliminate jumping in my car as much as possible. I got to the point where I was living in the suburbs and I was like, every other hour I was jumping in my car for 15 minutes this way and then 15 minutes that way. And living in the city, the only time I'm in my car is when I'm going to work, right now when I'm talking to you guys. And it's kind of nice to have that commute time where I can decompress, talk about my thoughts with you guys, but not be too committed, not having to, you know, get back in the car and go get groceries, get back in the car and go have a bite to eat, or get back in the car and go to the gym, or get back in the car and go to a friend's house. It's all right here, man. That's what I love about being in the city, guys. So anyway, guys, share your thoughts with me. I'd love to hear what you've got to say about this. If you already have your journal, kudos to you. Let's get after it. Let's start adding in things into the journal, which will help you move your needle further, help you move the scale down, help you move the workouts up, and help you eat the things that you love to eat while still losing weight. That's what we're here for. If you guys have any questions or comments, of course, hit me up. And if you like the video, give me a thumbs up. And if you think it sucks, well, you know, give me an angry face or something like that, because I don't want to give you guys extra work. And that's not the intention of this, is not to give you extra work. It's to give you another tool in your toolbox so you can have great results, continue to make progress towards your goals, and really crush the next year, 2 years of your fitness journey and reapproach it. I'll talk to you guys soon.